I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. We're heard on KSHB 1400 in Vegas and various other radio stations. Mark Mancini's off this evening with his grandkids. However, Andy Dorf, who does a Sunday show right here on many of these stations, will join us. Art Source from Galaxy Sports, of course, will be with us. And a whole lot more straight away. Our guest will be Ralph Zig-Tyco. He's written Comfortably Zoned, The Nevada Pine Tar, basically a baseball book. He's from New York. He loves the Mets. Now he's in San Francisco. And now he does podcasts every week. We'll talk to him. But, you know, I love numbers. In sports, definitely numbers, numbers, and more numbers. For example, New York Yankees have 27 World Series victories. The Dodgers have 6. The UCLA Bruins won 88 consecutive games. Great streak. Even a better streak, though, the UCLA Bruins have won 38 consecutive tournament games, every single one of them do or die. And finally, they lost in overtime to North Carolina State. They won 7 consecutive national titles under John Wooden and 10 out of 12 under John Wooden. They won with big teams. They won with smaller teams. Other numbers, 90-44. 90-44. On Thursday night, the UCLA Bruins managed to lose to the Utah Utes at Huntsman's Arena, 90-44. That would sound impossible, except Mick Cronin is the coach. So it's not impossible. Do you know that in the last 2 years, 8 members of the Bruins with eligibility remaining left? Can you say that Los Angeles is not a big community? Southern California, not a big community as far as NIL is concerned? Of those 8, only Jaime Jaquez is doing anything on the pro side, playing very well for the Heat of Miami. The other 7 are either in G leagues or around the world. Tiger Campbell had a year of eligibility left. It would certainly make a difference on this horrible team that we have now, UCLA has now, except that he's playing in France for St. Quentin. Not San Quentin, St. Quentin in France. So he's making some money. Belichick's going to make big numbers wherever he may go. We'll talk about that too. We'll talk to you. You can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com. Back with more right after this.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holodeal. That's right, holla deal. Staples holla deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Art Source from Galaxy Sports, of course, with us. Mark Mancini's off tonight, but we have Andy Dorf, who does a fine Sunday show on many of these affiliates across America and around the world. Let's talk about what I opened with. Maybe people 3,000 miles away don't care, but I care. How do you lose 90-44? Utah is a good team. They're probably the top 25-30% of the clubs playing Division I basketball. The Bruins of UCLA may be the worst of the 300 teams that are playing Division I basketball. Art Source, any comments about Mick Cronin's job at UCLA?
I was going to ask you, Fred, did Rick Majerus come back into coaching? When did Utah all of a sudden get so dominant at basketball? No, you know, we've talked about Mick. Kind of a fish out of the water in the modern day sport, in my opinion, you know, where kids need a little positive reinforcement. Part of being a great coach is understanding personalities. And some guys need, you know, a slap in the ass. Other guys need to be codgered. You know, come on, kid, here's how you have to do it. But coaching is understanding that. And I've always been a proponent of the modern day athlete, as consistent as they are not. I think you need to have positive reinforcement. You need to work with these kids. You need to get them on your side. Otherwise, they're going to jump in the NIL and you know, or the transfer portal and be gone. But Mick Cronin has not done it to me. I think he's coaching in a 60s, 70s Bobby Knight style in a modern society.
Andy Dorf, you're in Phoenix, Arizona. You've got a coach in Hurley who can get the job done. Your thoughts about what's going on at UCLA? You know, one of the historically one of the top four or five schools in the history of college basketball.
This is kind of nice. I can be the voice of reason for you two guys because you might be too close to the situation, to be honest with you. It always looks a lot worse when it's your particular team. At least that's how I feel, because obviously Fred knows my teams. Artie, you don't necessarily know them, but I'm a Packer fan. I'm a Bucks fan. I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, so I'm loyal to those teams. But as Fred alluded to, I live in the Valley of the Sun, and I cover the Phoenix Suns. I cover the Cardinals. I cover all these teams, and it's a lot like what you guys are talking about, to be honest with you. If I think about the local teams here, it's always doom and gloom. And we're always wondering, like, how can we get this guy out of here? And how can we get somebody in here who can replace him and get the job done? I understand where you're coming from. A 90-44 loss might be a little difficult to swallow because you're losing by a ton of points. But at the end of the day, let me ask you guys a quick question. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
A loss is a loss. So does it matter if I almost feel like the loss by 1 point hurts a lot more than a loss by 46 points, other than your ego?
Can you build off a 1-point loss?
I disagree.
You can build off a 1-point loss. It's hard to build off a 56-point loss, Andy.
No, the nationally televised on Fox last on Thursday night. It was embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. Here's the problem from my perspective. It's not even the wins and the losses so far this year. It's the close losses in the tournament where he didn't use his brain. I'm talking Cronin now. North Carolina 2 years ago when Caleb Love was going crazy and Mick Cronin kept his best defensive guy on the court for a total of 4 minutes. So, I mean, those are the kind of things that bug me more than even this. But the worst thing is you don't call a player stupid. You never call a player stupid. I grew up playing basketball, baseball, and football. I got an offer to play at the University of Arizona. The scoliosis ended that, so I never got to play college ball. But I did play from the age of 6 to 17. Not once did any of my coaches call – on any of my teams call anybody stupid or anything like that. Andy Dorf, that's what upsets me. Who the heck is he? He recruited these guys because everybody else left on him. He stuck with it. It's his fault, not the player's fault. They're not very good. But they're not stupid. You know, even if they are stupid, you have to take the blame as the coach, don't you, Andy Dorf?
Look, I think you're onto something here, and it's actually kind of interesting to me because I think what has happened in a weird way, we talk about sports, and I think more so than the X's and O's, there's something there that's more important than that, and it's the connection between the players and the coach. And quite frankly, from what you guys are saying, again, you're a lot closer to the situation. I'm on the outside looking in, but I think the connection has been lost. And when that happens, you have to look to go in a new direction. And ultimately, already hit it
Andy,
on the, nail
Andy,
on the
it
head.
Even happened to Bill Belichick.
But you hit it on the head when you were talking about the NIL in general. It's ruined college sports. Like, come on, guys. At the end of the day, you know, Fred was alluding to this too. Mm-hmm. UCLA is a historic, you know, a great university when it comes to basketball and tradition. Well, now the NIL plays more of a factor in who's going to get who. And I hate it. Obviously, Nick Saban didn't like it either. And that's part of the reason why he's gone. Mm-hmm. Truth be told, and in his case, weird because obviously they were getting the best talent anyway, but you don't want to have a kid come in there and dictate to you how much you got to give them when ultimately the goal is to get to the next level.
Andy, if I ever said anything to John McKay, okay, about, you know, anything like that, he would have put, and he did it to many guys. People don't know this about him. If you mouthed off to him, you never saw the playing field. You might've played in the NFL for 10 years because you were talented, but he wouldn't put up with it. And see, I don't think Johnny Wooden would put up with that. I don't think a lot of coaches would put up with that. And that's what they have to do now based on the fact that the entitlement of the modern-day athlete is so different.
Let me say this, and this is something that really hit me hard. Sebastian Mack, I think, is UCLA's leading scorer. If he's not, he's second as far as UCLA is concerned. He's a freshman, 18 years of age. His dad played a couple of years in the NBA. Then his dad went to jail. So the kid did not have the greatest of childhood, okay? He's 18 years of age, and about 4 games ago at the press conference, somebody asked him, how come Mac is playing so many minutes when he's not playing well? And the answer from Cronin was, well, we have nobody else to play that position. Now, that's not what
you're 12 guys on a team and they have nobody else, so you come in and get a chance.
You have to play. You can't say that. You have to say, he's playing well. He's going to get better. I'm going to help him get better. You can't put the thing
Fred,
on.
There's 3,200 high schools in the state of California. Go find a couple of basketball players, would you please?
And if you're a parent, of a kid, let's say a 17-year-old high school star right now. Why would you ever want to play for a coach who made a crack like that? Andy Dorf, go ahead.
Okay, so with that being said, you guys have made it pretty clear. You would like to see Cronin gone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, who would you like to see replace him?
Anybody.
Fred or Artie?
Anybody who can get along with the kids. Anybody doesn't call the kids stupid. I don't care if they win or lose the rest of the way. March Madness is now gone for the Bruins. They're not going to win the Pac-12. We know that. So the bottom line is he's a Grinch. He's taken away March Madness. He's beneath contempt. I despise the guy. I really do. Don't treat an 18-year-old kid.
I'm going to answer Andy's question here.
Go. Okay.
There's a lot of really good coaches out there in NCAA basketball. Sure. I think there's probably, you know, when you look at 300 potential coaches that are out there plus assistants that are qualified, I would look at a guy like Anfernee Hardaway. I would look at, you know, a guy that maybe played at UCLA, that played in the NBA for a while, who understands the tradition of the team, the tradition of the program. That would be a smart way to go. I find these schools that go away from, you know, like I look at my football program, the USC Trojans, and I see guys like Jack Del Rio and Jeff Fisher, and I see Dennis Thurmans. Yet we go out and get a coach, you know, from Oklahoma who's a good football coach. Nobody's explained to him that there are three components in the game, special teams, defense, and offense, but he'll learn eventually. You know, I think you need to get back to the traditional roots. I mean, ASU did this with Dillingham, the football coach. They realized that this kid's a local guy, and I think it adds to your recruiting ability. And, you know, Cronin is a Midwestern kind of guy out here on the West Coast, and you know, in the very beginning, it looked pretty decent for him.
Email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. A few minutes, we'll be talking to Ralph Zig Tyco, author of Comfortably Zoned, The Nevada Pine Tar. And he does all kinds of podcasts, and he loves baseball like I love baseball. We'll talk to him in a few. About Barron Sports Trivia, and of course, Artie is 126 years of age, so Artie has to take legal medicinal products to do the show at night. And Artie, what are you taking this evening to stay awake and answer these questions correctly?
And I wish I could remember. Oh, actually, my Prevagen has been working well for me. Let me get a little shot of that for everybody out there. Trying to get them as our new sponsor, Fred. They're rough to deal with. And then there's Four Brand. We don't want to go into that one too close.
Oh, boy. Okay, so let's start with Barron Sports Trivia. And Andy Dorf, you've never played this with us. It started with my cousins, Andy Barron and Lisa Barron, and we've been doing it for like the last year or so. Andy Dorf, you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
I'm excited. First time opportunity. I love it, man. I'm excited.
All right. Only two Dodgers are still alive from the 1955 World Series winner, their only time they won in Brooklyn. One, of course, is Sandy Koufax. Who's the other player that is still alive from the 55 Brooklyn Dodgers?
It's Erskine.
Who?
Carl Erskine.
Why do you say Carl Erskine?
Well, you can't slick it. You can't sneak it by Ralphie.
Well, why do I think it's Carl Erskine? Because
it is.
I know all of that stuff. You know who told me all that stuff was Alan Plunkett.
Okay, Ralph says Carl Erskine. Andy Dorf, you think it's Carl Erskine?
I do. I'm going to go with him. I think he is 1,000% correct.
Oh, boy. Okay, both of them say that. Now, 126-year-old Art Source, do you think it's Carl Erskine?
Yes, I do. I used to play a lot of golf with Larry Sherry and Norm Sherry, and that pretty Carl was always in great shape.
You know, Carl Erskine, interesting life beyond the baseball. He had a kid who was mentally challenged, and the youngster lived until 60 something, and he started an organization, Carl Erskine did, for all kids that are in that situation. That's to help awesome. Them along. So he was more than just a fine baseball pitcher. He was a fine human being, and something that I will never forget.
All right, boys, we're 1-0. I like having Ralph with us here.
Yeah, can he start every time? Can Ralph just start every time, then?
Yeah, Ralph can start any time.
I can be here whenever you want me.
Okay, I am Ralph will go.
No, that's our lifeline, Andy.
Ralph will exactly. go. Okay, Frank Sinatra sang a baseball song that I'd loved. I've heard it a million times, and every time I hear it, I love it even more. What was his There used to be a ballpark. Andy Dorf, is that the song that Frank Sinatra made famous?
No.
There used to be a ballpark?
No.
What do
I'm
you say?
I'm going to go with Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Art Source, it's split so far. There used to be a ballpark, and Take Me Out to the Ball Game. What do you say, Art Source?
Well, I used to hang out in Tommy Lasorda's office when I worked for Mizuno, and the chairman of the board would come in all the time, but he never sang either of those two songs. Uh-oh. So I'm going to take a flyer, and I'm going to go with Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
That's what I said. Man. Artie, you're not going with the zigzag, man. Ralph is very painful.
How does that song go? Can you give us a couple of lines?
I would not. There used to be a ballpark here.
There we go. That's all they wanted to hear.
And you know what ballpark they were talking about, of course. What ballpark?
Is it Ebbets Field?
I can tell you, I think it was Pittsburgh.
Ebbets Field. It was definitely Ebbets
Field.
Were
they talking about that? Okay.
Ebbets Field. I talked to Frank.
All right, Fred, I'm ready, baby.
Okay. Barron Sports Trivia continues, and Art Source goes first here. When the Dodgers signed Koufax, they had to drop somebody to the minors. Who'd they drop?
The aforementioned Tommy Lasorda, the little left-hander from
You mean they dropped Tommy Lasorda for Sandy Koufax?
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine that? Andy Dorf? Is that true? It was the bonus rule.
It was the bonus rule in those days.
Yeah.
He signed a contract for whatever the figure was,
$10,000, and they had to put him on the major league roster.
So Tommy was off to Montreal.
Well, I don't know if that's right. Let's ask Andy Dorf. Was it Tommy Lasorda that they dropped for Sandy Koufax?
You know what?
Yes, it was.
I'm gonna give Artie a lot of credit here because he's been in his office, right? So
right.
I gotta think he has some knowledge that we don't know about. So, yes, Artie is correct. I'm going with Artie on this one.
Artie is correct. It is Tommy Lasorda. So, okay. Question number four. Let's start with Andy Dorf here. You ready?
Uh-oh.
It's a basketball question.
All right. I got a slim chance.
You ready?
I am.
John Wooden of UCLA won with big teams and he won with small teams. In 1964, the perfect season, they go 30-0. Their guards were Gale Goodrich and Walt Hazard. Their starting center was only 6'5" tall, and they go undefeated. Who was the starting center in 1964, UCLA's first national title under John Wooden?
Ooh, this is really tough because – I'm gonna date myself and let you guys know that that's before I was even born.
Okay? I understand that.
So I'm dating myself. I am a young 50. Okay? So I'm gonna try to think here. Some of those really good UCLA guys that were
was he later a broadcaster for the Lakers?
You're asking that question?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Huh.
Takes care of Erickson.
Okay. All right.
The starting lineup was Gale Goodrich, Walt Hazard, Jack Kirsch, Keith Erickson, and a 6'5" center named.
I have no idea. I'm just going to come clean. I have no clue, guys.
All right. Let's see it. Let's see if Ralph knows anything beyond baseball. Ralph Zigtyko.
I like to think I do, but I don't know the answer to this question.
I'm dying to hear who it was. Can we get a hint, Fred?
When you kill an animal, what do?
Tiger? Campbell?
No.
Tiger?
He was a good guard in recent history.
I was going to say he's playing in France now, I think.
Saint Quentin in France, yes.
Okay, Fred, now, let me ask you this. Was he a white guy?
No.
Boy.
6'5". First name was Fred. Well, you guys aren't going to come up with this if you don't know what I gave you the first name. Oh, how do you sometimes kill an animal?
With a bow and arrow or a a gun.
Fred Slaughter.
Fred 65. Slaughter. I've heard that name before, but I would have never guessed it, Fred.
You see, people assume that he only won, that John Wooden only won with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor, and Bill Walton.
Yeah.
No, not the case. And in between, there was Sidney Wicks and Curtis Rowe. But this one, the first one, he had Fred Slaughter at center and Gale Goodridge and Walton.
Did Fred Slaughter ever play in the NBA, Fred?
Who? Slaughter, no.
No, okay.
But Erickson did.
Yeah.
Goodridge did. And Hazard did.
Oh, so, Gale Goodridge in his day was so underrated as a basketball player. He was really the glue that kept those Laker teams together when they had the all-time winning streak.
What were Slaughter's numbers those that year, Fred? Do you have any idea?
8 or 9 points a game, something like that.
Just a good defender. They played probably a lot of zone. Yeah.
They only played seven guys. One of guys who came off the bench, his name was Kenny Washington.
Ooh, yeah.
Not the other Kenny Washington, but
the running back, you know, Kenny Washington.
Not the running back Kenny Washington, but he was a darn talented player in his own right. All right,
I'll tell you what. You know, I got to say this because a lot of people out there are really young,
right,
and they don't know how incredible John Wooden was, not only as a coach but as an educator, a father figure, and really taking care of his kids. How much he loved those kids. We were talking about earlier in the show about the coach at UCLA now. What a difference.
Yeah, I doubt that John Wooden ever called a player stupid. Or I doubt at a press conference, a media conference, he ever said, I only play him because I have nobody else. I don't think he would ever have said anything like that. Or the kid doesn't have any aptitude. I don't think John Wooden would have said that. I really don't. All right.
John Wooden got along with Bill Walton.
That's the end of that.
And
So are we going to ask Ralph? Ralph, should Bill Walton be doing Big Ten basketball next year?
The Conference of Champions.
You know, Valvano's gone. You need pizzazz and enthusiasm.
He's got plenty of that.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk to Ralph about what he's doing nowadays. And email us, folks, at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Back with more, right?
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This report is sponsored by IBM. The climate crisis is one of our greatest challenges, and businesses play a significant role in minimizing environmental impact. According to a survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, 86% of executives have a sustainability strategy in place, but only 35% have acted on it. With its ability to instantly analyze environmental data and optimize operations, generative AI can be a vital tool to turn sustainability aspirations into actions. In fact, 69% of organizations plan to increase their investment in generative AI for sustainability. Odeya Bosch, Global Sustainability Leader, IBM Consulting.
Data is the lifeblood of sustainability efforts, and generative AI can supercharge these efforts, making data operations better and more efficient, reducing costs, emissions, and waste, so organizations can reach both sustainability and financial goals.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away,
move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. Email us at sportsfred@aol.com. And our guest, who's already been with us, Ralph Zig-Tyco, author of Comfortably Zoned, The Nevada Pine Tar. Ralph, welcome to the show again.
Hey, thank you very much.
Let me ask you a question. I've done your podcast. Artie's done your podcast. Andy Dorf is soon, I'm sure, going to do your podcast.
I'd love to.
You like yours truly like baseball more than any other sport. Why do you like baseball more than any other sport?
Well, it was my first love. When I was 4.5 years old, my grandfather took me, 1951, and he took me to all three New York stadiums.
Wow.
And the first stadium he took me to was the Polo Grounds. And it was before Willie was called up. So I got to see the Giants before them. And then he took me to Yankee Stadium. And he specifically pointed out that, look in center field, he said. That's Joe DiMaggio. You will never see a greater player than Joe DiMaggio. Remember, you saw him in person. It's his last year. And then he took me to Ebbets Field, where my grandfather's sister lived across the street on Bedford Avenue. And he pointed that building out to me. That's where Aunt Sonny lives. And that was kind of a thrill because I got to see that she had season tickets, basically. Her apartment looked right into Ebbets Field. So that was pretty cool. And then he took me back to the Polo Grounds. And the Giants reconfigured their outfield and their infield to make room for the rookie sensation. And what was cool about... Say hey, Willie Mays. Bobby Thompson was moved to third base. They totally reconfigured to make room for him. Now, I want you to picture this. My grandfather was a fanatic baseball fan. He was semi-retired at that point. And I got to stay with he and my grandmother for the first 5 years of my life. And I looked in his eye every time Willie would make a tremendous play. And often, Mueller was the right fielder, and Monty Irvin was the left fielder. Now, you got to realize that these guys were Monty Irvin well beyond his prime, and Mueller never much for range. We would sit in the right field grandstand, and Willie would make plays that were Monty Irvin, were Don Mueller's plays, great plays. And I'd look over at him, and I'd see the look in his eyes. And
that was
the look.
So he had incredible range in center field, right, Ralph? Kind of like Devon White, the old Angels center fielder.
I mean, I can't compare because
Paul Blair, baby.
I can't compare generation to generation. But I'm just comparing Willie to everybody who is in his generation. Yeah. That's all I can do. I don't even compare Willie to Barry Bonds because of not the substance abuse, which basically went on with 80% of all of his teammates and foes. Mm-hmm. So it was a cultural thing. And to keep him out of the – this is digressing – to keep him out of the Hall of Fame is absolutely tragic. It makes the Hall of Fame bogus. And we can get into that on another program. But with baseball, it's the response, the
instant. So you fell in love with it as a kid, is what you're saying, because the relationship between your grandpa and I, very similar for me. My grandfather took me to Dodger Stadium as a young kid. And, you know, I remember Al the Bull Ferrara playing left field for the Dodgers. And I still am friends with his now. And, you know, and it's really funny how that goes back. And those memories never leave, Ralph.
Hey,
Hold that thought. I want to get to Andy Dorf, who was born in Milwaukee. Andy Dorf, the three of us, well, I love baseball the most. Ralph's Zig Tyco likes baseball the most. I think Art probably might like baseball the most, but in Milwaukee and now in Arizona, does Andy Dorf like baseball the most, or what is your favorite sport?
Absolutely not my favorite. I think, you know, Fred, my favorite is basketball and then probably football, but I hear the passion in Ralph's voice when he's talking about this. And I have a question for you. I know you don't want to compare the eras like in certain ways, but I'd like you to compare the eras in the sense of this. What's the difference with today's game versus the game that you're talking about with Willie Mays and the greats that you're talking about? What is the biggest change in today's game versus yesterday's game?
Ralph, what is it?
Well, that's a very good question. The rules have changed. Where baseball isn't baseball. And I'm not going to go back to 1973 when Bloomberg was the first DH and what have you. But the basic premise of baseball when I was growing up is you got a field and you got to hit. And your weakness in fielding may offset your greatness in hitting. And the first person I think of when it comes to that is Pittsburgh first baseman who was a stiff.
But
Dick Stewart. And he later went on to play with the Mets for a time. But it's not, there are a number of people like him, but it changes. First of all, the pitching. If you have to face a DH, there is no break in your going through. And not only that, we are losing. Somebody talked about Bobby Shantz this morning. We're losing the greatness of the expression, "Come on, kid, help yourself," to a pitcher when he's coming up to bat. I remember hearing that when Bob Turley came up to bat at Yankee Stadium. Bob Turley was a force. There were other pitchers.
Hang on, Ralph. But the bottom line is baseball thinks that fans like runs. That's why they went in that direction. Can you disagree with that?
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Art Source
intervene. You're 126.
Well, it's the chicks dig the long ball. That's the whole deal. It used to be pitching, defense, timely hitting. Now it's Earl Weaver type baseball where you're looking for that 3-run home run. You know, I've talked to Dusty Baker about it, and Dusty said the game has changed even from when he played for the Braves, you know, with Hank Aaron back in the 70s and came to the Dodgers. You know, they had that team, the Dodgers had at that time, had five guys that hit 30 home runs.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different generation.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Ralph. The shift. I think that baseball, Rob Manfred, made a major mistake. I think the defense should have the right to put everybody anywhere they want. It's up to the hitter to figure out how to hit the other direction. Now, of course, last year, they outlawed the shift. Your comments about that, Ralph Zig-Tyco?
I'm saddened that in all the times they had, the last 4 or 5 years, they had the advanced shifts. There was no one who made a reputation by beating the shift.
A Wade Boggs type of guy or a Rod Carew,
Or Tony Gwynn.
Yes.
Tony Gwynn would have hit 600 against the shift. They would have stopped the shift when Tony Gwynn came in. And you know what the shift did? It took away the natural beauty of a double play.
I don't know, one of the prettiest plays in baseball.
And you couldn't do it with the shift. You had third baseman playing right field, short right field. It was
very softball like to me.
what about pitchers not being able to throw to first base more than twice, or it's a balk?
That's disgraceful. That's disgraceful. They have bastardized the record book. They've shortened the bases, number one, and they've given all the advantages to the next person to break Maury Will's record, will be the first, of course, but that person will, they will say, well, would if he broken the record if the field were 90 feet? Would if he broken the record if he didn't get basically after they throw over two or three times, the runner gets free access to second base. And if you want to know what really bugs me is that designated runner or phantom runner or whatever you want to call it.
In the 10th inning with
the where I wanted to go. It's exactly where I wanted to go. You're ahead of me there.
How stupid is that to a real baseball fan? And the reason they did it is they wanted to, first of all, shorten the game, which I understand, but the way to shorten the game isn't to take away the basic premise of the game, where it becomes hold the guy on. Can you hold the guy on? Keep him from taking that extra step. How about this? What you miss, take two and hit the right field.
Oh, I used to love that.
Ralph, we got one minute left in this segment. Tell us about your podcast.
I'll end it up with what I wanted to talk about. We've talked, you and I, Artie and I, on my podcast, on this show. I wanted to clear up the misconception that Johnny Roseboro loved and made up and everything was all cool with Juan Marichal. It wasn't.
Marichal talked at his funeral.
Pardon? Roseboro wouldn't have talked at Marichal's funeral, I can assure you that.
get Ralph to talk about his new show and
Fred,
how
you
people
got, you got. You got 15 seconds, Ralph, and that's only 15 seconds.
15 seconds, about your new we show. Are streaming live. It's called Zig in the Zone, streaming live all over the Internet. And it's an extension, basically, of my 10 years in podcasting. It will be fueled by the Comfortably Zoned crew who made it possible, and we put it to video. Which
thank
is
thank you,
big,
Ralph, very, very much. Ralph Zitkaikel with us. Listen to review his podcast, and we'll come back with more on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. That's sportsfred@aol.com. Andy Dorf, Stafford versus Goff on Sunday. Who do you like and why? Rams versus Lions.
I think I'm going to like the Detroit lie downs to not lie down this weekend and figure out a way to make it so that Matty Stafford and your guys from L.A. go back home, not playing the following week. So I think I like the Detroit Lions to win.
Okay, Art Source, you like the Lions or do you like the Rams?
I'm going to take the 3.5 points and go with the Rams because I love their new running back, Kyren Williams. And, you know, I just have a funny feeling. It's been so long since the Lions played a home playoff game. I don't think any of the guys that are on this team or coaching this team were alive the last time they played. One of my old coaches, Wayne Fonts, was the coach back in 1993. So, I mean, I'm going to have to go the other way on this one, although I have been real impressed with what Dan Campbell has been able to accomplish with the Lions.
Let me ask you a question about the playoff system. Last week, Lamar Jackson didn't play. Last week, Purdy didn't play for the 49ers. All right, so they're going to be off this week. And then, so basically, it's a three-week before for the quarterbacks, it's 3 weeks without playing. Art Source, how about the word stale? Is that possible?
It's just like we talk about in the Major League Baseball when the team with the best record gets to hang out for a week. I don't like it. I've done a little research over the years. The old NFL first and second, you know, teams, they always had that big bye. At least 25 to 35% of those teams came out flat in one of those games. So look for one of these two teams to come out flat. You know, I just think 3 weeks is a long time to stay inactive. And
I'm with you. I think it's
I was going to say, Andy, what are your thoughts on that?
Rest versus rust, right? Like, think about it that way, fellas. So what's more important? Usually you need those reps. I do think that they'll probably start out a little slow, but they will find their mojo. Those are two very, very good football teams, guys. Let's be honest about this. So if anybody could afford to take a little break, it's the 49ers and the Raiders.
What are your guys' thoughts, Fred, on this game this weekend? You know, I mean, I'm looking at it with the weather involved. They're talking about sending it to Cleveland, Pittsburgh, going to Buffalo. You know, and is there so much greed in the NFL that they can't move some of these games to more like, you know, day games? Like, I'm thinking about,
they're looking,
you know,
for
there's a couple of games in that situation.
They're looking for more viewers, that's all. All right, that's it for Sports Overnight America. Mario, thank you. Andy Dorf, thank you. Art Source, thank you. And we'll see you around the corner for more of Sports Overnight America.